Recorded Books presents Sunrise Point by Robin Carr, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Chapter 1. There is a small note on the bulletin board at the Virgin River Presbyterian Church. Apple harvest to begin at Kavanaugh Orchard. Apply in person. Virgin River newcomer Nora Crane studied the board regularly and, when she saw the notice, asked Reverend Kincaid what he knew about the job.
"Very little," he answered. "It's a fairly long harvesting season, and the Kavanaughs like to add a few full-time workers to their staff. Not many, though. I hear they pay pretty well. It's very demanding work, and it's all over in a few months."
Pay pretty well, Stuck. She was holding her 2-year-old daughter's hand and carried 9-month-old Faye in her backpack. "Can you give me directions to the orchard?" she asked. He wrinkled his brow.
"Nora, it's a few miles away. You don't have a car."
"I'll have to go there, find out what the pay and hours are. If it's a good job with good pay, I bet I can afford daycare at the new school. That would be so good for Barry," she said of her 2-year-old. "She's almost never with other children and needs socialization. She's so shy. And I'm not afraid of walking. I'm not afraid to hitch a ride around here either. People are generous. And a few miles? That's really nothing. I'll get some exercise." Noah Kincaid's frown just deepened.
"Walking home could be tough after a long day of physical labor. Picking apples is hard work."
"So is being broke," she said with a smile. "I bet Addie would love a little babysitting money to add to her budget. She barely squeaks by. And she's so wonderful with the girls."
Addie Clemens was Nora's neighbor and friend. Although Addie was elderly.